Send a movie idea.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm drinking a Lemsip, sort of a precautionary Lemsip.
Oh, I've had the Lurgy over the weekend, big time.
I'm not allowed to get ill. I can't get ill.
By law.
By law. You know, it's in our constitution. I'm not allowed to be sick. It's like the Ravens leaving the Tower. It means the end of the UK. If I get sick, forget, you know, the royal family breaking up. There's constant media watch on how well I'm feeling.
Oh. Yeah, right. No, I had the Lurg last night. I went to take my lunch to the bathroom in the night, as is his wont. And after I literally just sort of took him to the toilet, I then had to sort of stand in a corner for a bit, just recomposing myself. That's how terrible I felt. Not a good sign.
Could he see you standing in the corner?
Were
you sort of facing the corner?
He was still on the toilet at the time. So I was just some broken man stood in the corner of the bathroom like... whilst he was just having a wee, kicking his legs out as a toddler will.
Oh, that must be fun. Maybe I should get a giant toilet made so that I can relive that.
I always think giant push chairs would be great. Like, that would be fun.
But who's pushing you?
A bigger man.
A bigger man.
I need a bigger man.
There's always a bigger man. Where's his push chair?
The guy from Reacher, Alan Richardson, is the man pushing me in the giant push chair.
He's pushing you around the big push chair. Oh, that does sound quite nice, actually. Hello and welcome to The Dream Factory, the world's greatest user-generated movie creation podcast. The rules are simple. We can discuss as many of your film ideas as we like, but only one can be taken through to the next stage, where during the promotion of the film, we'll take a single frame from the movie to promote it. We'll subtly manipulate that single frame in so slight and subtle a way that surely no budding conspiracy theorist online might notice a slight distortion of a cuff or something as innocuous as a missing wedding ring. I'm Joel, a man who puts the heart into... I must renew my Adobe Photoshop subscription. And across from me is John Harris, a man who, thanks to his schooling and upbringing, still commissions very flattering portraits to be sent to potential suitors and therefore sees no issue at all with the current royal scandal. Hi, John.
I am Henry VIII.
I think there is a market for a new dating app startup that is portrait-based. I think it's like Tudor instead of Tinder. And you swipe through, maybe AI generated, you know, that's how we can do these things these days. Tudor style portraits of your potential suitor.
But there was like an era where people's profile pictures and stuff was like fake oil paintings of them. So I think it has to be real. I think maybe you have to draw, yourself.
No. Swipe left to wed, swipe right to behead. It's Tudor portraits. I think this could be big.
I mean, with a tagline like that.
Yeah. Swipe. And you notice I said wed and not bed because I'm a classy guy.
Oh, of course.
Thank you very much.
Classy.
John, we're here for movie ideas, although we have just had a $1 billion app idea, so this might be the last time we ever do this podcast. But let's do, while we still can, before that seed funding comes in, let's do some film ideas. John, would you like one from Martin?
No, before you start, I just want to say on the app idea...
Wow, what a slight on Martin.
Sorry, Martin. Maybe next week. On the app idea... Yeah, I know what you're thinking. Well, how can you get the consent from the users to behead them if you swipe left?
Mm.
But it's just at the bottom of the T's and C's that everyone just clicks fine.
Yeah, I would say almost every social media app has that in its T's and C's. I've got bad news for you guys. If you've ever signed up for Twitter or Facebook or anything, they legally, they're allowed to behead you at any point.
No other way of killing you. Specifically beheading.
It's specifically a beheading.
Sorry, yeah. Go on.
Musk has got a big sword.
What does Martin want? What does Martin want?
What does Martin want? I know Martin wants to send us a film idea, and that film idea is Twister. A party game turns deadly when a bomb is left under yellow left foot.
Okay, so like a speed sort of vibe.
I guess it's speed, yeah. You are constantly spinning the wheel. Do people still play Twister? Is Twister like a going concern? I feel like I haven't seen Twister in a long time.
I'd imagine Twister's a going concern. It's not something I ever massively partook in.
Have you ever played? Have you ever played Twister?
I feel like everyone needs to consent because it's quite a sort of physical game. And I just want to make sure everyone's okay with what's going on. You know what I mean?
So are you saying Twister's been cancelled in the modern era?
Maybe I am. I bet you there's a tabloid that's done an article like that, right?
You can't even play Twister cancelled by woke mob. I've got absolutely nothing against Twister. I think it's a fun game. My issue is that I am I'm one of Britain's least flexible men. So I'm only really coming into my own in Twister if it's repeatedly asking me just to move my feet left and right. If it's like move right foot to red square, move left foot to blue square, move right foot to red square, move left. In that case, I'm doing pretty well.
A few months back, you talked about your lack of flexibility, both literally and metaphorically. And lovely listener Beck sent a long message about her journey into flexibility. Mm-hmm. But I assume you've done nothing to improve your flexibility.
No, actually, that's not fair. Okay. That's not fair. I spend a good portion of every evening now on the foam roller. I spend a good portion of every evening just doing a variety of stretches on the living room floor.
Okay.
But I'm not getting anywhere, you know?
Because I can touch my toes, right? But is that just because I got Donkey Kong arms and little diddy legs? Could there just be a genetic, you know, predisposition to it?
I think so. You're quite tall, so that's pretty impressive that you can. Because my defense is always I'm too tall to touch my toes, like as if they're just too far away.
Yeah.
You know, like I can't possibly dream of knowing. I don't know what's going on down there, John. You know, I go and see a podiatrist every fortnight just to let me know what's going on down there.
Yeah, no,
they count my toes.
I'm living in DK mode on GoldenEye. Big head, big arms.
You're absolutely living the dream as far as I'm concerned. No, I'm still very much on a stretching journey. And it definitely, I don't know if this is just because I'm a man in my 30s, but a lot of my targeted ads now are for apps called things like Bend. There's an app constantly being fired at me at the moment called Bend. It's an app for stretching. You know, it's Headspace, but instead of bending your mind, you're just bending your body.
I get a lot of hair loss stuff, and I think the ship sailed, guys. I've shaved it. Let's move on.
Yeah, I get a lot of hair loss.
Oh, do you?
Stuff.
Okay, fine.
If you ever find yourself, I don't think, John, they know you've got a shaved head. Mm. I think they're just targeting men
in your 30s,
our age. Yeah. If you ever watch a game of Premier League football, the ad break is just bookie, erectile dysfunction, hair loss, erectile dysfunction, bookie, erectile dysfunction, hair loss. Like bam, 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 bam. It's pretty good stuff.
A couple of Gillette adverts,
rapid
right?
Fire.
Bit of shaving.
Of course, I'm including those under
bookie
because it's a risk.
What,
it's a gamble.
What's it like under that beard? Nobody knows
what's going on under that beard. You know, it comes and it goes. When was the last time you didn't have a beard, John? It's been a long time.
I don't think we've ever gone so far off track of a film idea so quickly. Sorry, Martin.
So I'm just, look, Martin, it's a great idea. We've got, I imagine it's almost like one of the rooms in Saw. They walk into Saw and they're like, oh, great. Maybe this is just a breakout room from the middle of the puzzle because it's just a game of Twister. Or what about a Saw where it's all deadly versions of board games?
Party games.
Snakes and Ladders, that's done for you.
Yep.
You know?
Pass the parcel.
Twister with a bomb under it. Pass the parcel. It's very bomb heavy at the moment. Yeah. Kaplunk.
Bomb.
It's just lots of bombs.
Musical statues.
Mm, musical statues, musical chairs, but maybe the chair has a big spike on it.
Why would you need to fight for the chair? So I think maybe like the
floor is lava.
Floor
situation.
Is lava. It's getting closer and closer to the chair. Yeah. The only person who's going to survive is the person on the chair at the end. Also, just on a practical level, I would imagine the issue if you've got a bomb in Twister will not be putting your foot down. It will be lifting your foot up again. So I think at the point the person puts left foot
nice.
Yellow, that's when it's revealed that's where the bomb is. So that they're sweating because they can't move their foot.
They always need someone's foot on that
yes.
spot at all times. That's good stuff, man.
Perfect.
That's good stuff. I like it.
Would you like one
finish
from
it
me?
All with an egg and spoon race, but it's a bomb. Yes.
I mean, on the speed sort of hit, we've got this one from Kevin, which is Qui-Gon in 60 seconds.
Yep. So it's the Jedi. Qui-Gon Jinn.
Yep. Gone in 60 seconds.
And it's Gone in 60 seconds. That's Nicolas Cage stealing cars.
It is indeed. Right?
Okay. So this is some sort of Qui-Gon Jinn pod race theft based movie.
Oh, pod race of theft sounds. So he's Qui-Gon Jinn.
He hotwires a pod racer.
And he's going down a dark path at this point. Maybe it's pre-Jedi stuff. It's when he's like a edgy teen before he finds.
Do we have any sense of the Qui-Gon Jinn backstory? I mean, there's probably sort of 9 novels about it. But for casual Star Wars consumers, is he just a guy that appears?
Yeah, I think so.
I guess he is. He's only in it for one film, isn't he?
Yeah, I think that's sort of neat, isn't it? Just sort of
I've been getting a little bit suckered in by the prequel revisionism.
Yeah?
I think... Look, Darth Maul is undeniably one of the coolest villains ever.
Yeah.
He's so cool. The double lightsaber, the horny little head. But the outfit is phenomenal as well. But also, Qui-Gon and Obi-Wan in that film are pretty cool, right? I think the droids are pretty cool. I don't mind seeing Yoda flip around like a maniac.
I
don't mind the fellow with 6 arms. Is it all Jar Jar based?
I think the dialogue is clunky. The performances aren't great. The CG's probably aged quite badly. But no, I am echoing what criticism would be of those films. I don't necessarily think that that is entirely fair. Mm. The pod racing sequence is excellent.
Yes.
Jumping around like frogs. Yoda with the lightsaber. Come on, lads. It's fun. It's fun.
Yeah, maybe it is good.
This is the second time I've stolen a story from my partner. She, as a child, had to get her parents... She had a bed with like... divan drawers, is that, you know, divan drawers, is that right? Is that the right phrase? You know when you have drawers under your mattress?
Yes.
So like a tiny drawer that might hold bed sheets in it, right? And she'd have to get her parents to check every night in case Darth Maul was in there.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
In a tiny, like way too small for any human drawer, just his sort of head sliding up.
Yeah, but he's got Jedi powers, John. I reckon if anyone can squeeze themselves into a little divan drawer, it's... And also, it was chopped in half, so you could probably stuff the top half of him into one of those drawers.
Very, very good point.
I think it's totally fair. I've probably mentioned this before, but as a kid, I had a collection of illustrated Lewis Carroll poems. Did he write the Jabberwocky, or is that C.S. Lewis? Oh, God.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Jabberwocky. Lewis Carroll, we're right the first time. Please don't rescind any English qualifications that I have. So, illustrated book of poems by Lewis Carroll, including the Jabberwocky. And there was an illustration of the Jabberwocky that scared me so much that I wouldn't walk past the bookshelf that the book was on.
Oh, I mean, I'm looking at the first sort of results on Google Images when you search Jabberwocky, and it's pretty horrifying.
It's a freaky dude.
Very
man.
Toothy.
Yeah, and I've never actually been able to find the illustration.
Oh, so it's not this one.
Again, which suggests to me it was so... horrifying that they've taken it out of print.
You aren't the only one, John.
I reckon there's a lot of people in therapy now, a lot of adults in therapy now that have seen that Jabberwocky illustration. They're dealing with some stuff. So, yeah.
But there was an era in which it felt like Disney was so desperate for new Marvel. There you go. That's a slip of the tongue there, but very apt one. Desperate for more Star Wars content that they probably would have greenlit a Qui-Gon prequel series where he is a carjacker. So,
yeah. We might have just missed the boat on that.
I think a year ago, we could have probably made a cheeky few million off that. But now, it's worth nothing, Kevin. So thank you.
We could have aged Neeson down a bit.
Yeah. Or get... Damn. Well, who was the guy who did it for Han Solo? Get him back again. He plays every young person in Star Wars.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Burrow is a furniture company known for timeless design and thoughtful construction, and free shipping, and that extends to their outdoor collection. Their outdoor furniture is built to withstand the elements, featuring rust-proof stainless steel hardware, weather-ready teak, and quick-dry foam cushions. For Memorial Day, get 15% off your Burrow purchase at burrow.com/acast, and up to 25% off outdoor. That's up to 25% off outdoor furniture at burrow.com/acast.
Would you like another one from me?
Yes.
This one's from Andy. Bob Marley, One Glove. A biopic charting Bob Marley's rise as a Michael Jackson impersonator.
Well, here's the thing with Michael Jackson, John. I've always wondered what happened to the other glove.
Mm, that's a good point. Were they only producing one glove when they were making him gloves?
There's no way, is there?
I don't know. Are they special?
Surely there's always another glove. Maybe they're a special... Is it a special glove? Do you think it was a custom-made glove?
Yeah, surely. Weren't some of them like diamante covers?
Do you think Michael Jackson wore anything off the shelf?
Oh, that's a really good
question. Is there anyone so rich they're getting their pants and socks tailored?
Oh, here we go.
Surely not.
No, there must be... It's designer, but it will still be like something you could buy in a shop, right? Underwear. You're not getting special.
You know when a sock... You buy a sock, John. I don't know when the last time you bought socks are, but it hasn't. The model hasn't changed much in the last decade or so. And it's like sizes 7 to 10.
Yeah.
How does that work? Is it just stretchiness? Is it length of sock?
I assumed it was length of foot part of the sock.
So the top tube bit is all... You're saying that's always the same length? No. No.
I don't know.
The bottom bit stretches. No, it has to all stretch because we haven't all got the same size calves.
I would say the entirety of a sock is generally stretchy, Joe.
But what does that mean happening? If you're a size 7, it's just not stretching, but it's not baggy, is it? And if you're a 10, it is what it is stretching an amount.
Well, the other day I bought some sized 12 to 14, which I'm at the lower end of.
Are you a size 12?
Or 11, depending on the shoe, right? And I'm finding I'm getting lots...
You've got size 12 feet.
Depending on the shoe, yeah. Why is that?
This is unbelievable.
Well, I'm not sure.
That's huge. That's basketball player feet.
No, it's not.
12, no. Unless you mean the child size, 12 is outside of normal.
It's the top end of what you can get in a shop, I'd say.
Size 12 feet, not normal. Right, we're Googling this. Is it normal to have a shoe size 12?
But also, like, for the record, I don't want to be one of these guys who then people are like fact checking me on the internet, looking at photos. I can wear an 11 or an 11 and a half, depending on the situation. So
yes, if you want to go out dressed as a geisha with little bound feet, I understand, John. But size 12, I'd never thought I'd have to confess on the podcast, and I'm now embarrassed to do so in front of you, John, because you dwarf me. I've got size 9 feet. I've got little diddy feet, but I think we're the same height. You must look like a set square stood next to me.
You
must look like a fucking golf club.
Every time I see you, I think, is he on his tiptoes?
Yeah, I walk around on little hooves next to you, next to Sideshow Bob clomping down the road. If we were to do that very romantic thing that... Not romantic's the wrong word. That sort of very lovely thing where a child stands on a father's shoes and dances. There's only one way around that you and I could do that, because you would crush my feet beyond all recognition.
Oh,
your feet would have to be riding halfway up my shins. It's amazing. I could ski your feet, like just down a hill. I could stand on your feet and use them as skis.
Right. Bob Marley, One Glove. Yeah. Bob Marley. Mm-hmm. Bob Marley's a genius songwriter, incredible musician. I'm not sure he can do the best Michael Jackson impression.
The moonwalk.
Yeah, I don't think he's moonwalking.
He puts the glove on to get better at dancing.
Oh, it's like a magic glove.
It's a magic glove.
There was definitely a Reeves and Mortimer film that's been rumoured for like a decade that they were making about Michael Jackson's glove.
Yes, you're right.
But
Oh my God.
I think it's finally dead. But yeah, it was for years that was like their project in the background that they were trying to get off the ground, was a Michael Jackson's glove movie.
Oh man. Who wouldn't give those guys the money? Come on.
Yeah.
That's so sad.
Shall we move on to our own, Joel, or do you want another one from the listeners?
Yeah, let's do our own, John. Here's one from me. Reading Player One. In the not-too-distant future, video game enthusiasts are able to use the latest in VR technology to escape to a virtual Reading town centre.
When I hear Reading, I think of the festival, even though I'm like not... I mean, my family aren't from that far away, so I was thinking a virtual festival, which would be cool. Virtual Reading town centre. They've got a HMV. They've got a Five Guys...
Still. Wow, you're pretty up on what's going on in Reading Town Centre.
I'm not really sure. Their shopping centre is called the Oracle.
That's very sci-fi.
That, yeah, very good point.
That's a weird name for a local shopping centre. I would quite like people to send it. Let us know what their local shopping centres are called. Because my local shopping centre when I was a kid was called the Pentagon.
The Pentagon's and the Oracle. The Oracle's not that far off, is it?
They're all quite. They all sound quite like you could excite some Illuminati fans online if you started saying that there's things going on at the Pentagon or the Oracle.
Listeners, let us know. Don't give us any other context. And actually, if you can, save it for about 6 months. Just tweet us the name of your local shopping centre.
No, I want to know immediately. If your shopping centre sounds like it could be tied to some sort of cult, I'm desperate to know. If you can top the Oracle or the Pentagon, let us know.
Would you like my movie idea, Joel?
Yes, I would.
All of Us Strangers. Andrew Scott and Paul Mescal have that 50 first dates illness.
Oh.
They both have it.
So they every time they both have it.
Yeah. All of Us
Strangers.
They just
meet each other for the first time over. They just meet each other for the first time over and over and over and over again.
Pretty much.
I think life would be impossible. You and your partner both had the 50 first dates illness.
Yeah. Almost certainly. And that's the sadness of this film.
Yeah, true.
What happened? 50 First Dates, again, tabloids are going to be writing up that it's another film, you know, destroyed by the Wakarati, but you can't make that film today, can you?
Can't you? It's only like, isn't it like short-term memory loss? They fall in love? Oh, you're saying it's quite coercive? Maybe it is. Because he uses information that he gleans over many, many, many first dates. Is that right?
Mm. That's one way you could look at it.
And then she, at the end of the film, they live on a boat. And this is, I love this bit of every podcast where Joel recalls a film that he's seen once. At the end of the film, they live on a boat and she has a VHS that's like, hey, I'm your partner. And here's a load of details about our life. So that when she comes out of her room every day, she is up to date.
I still that's don't right, think that's enough.
I think.
I still don't think if I woke up tomorrow and my partner was like, here's the last 20 years of your life. Your kids are adults now. I would be able to just sort of go down for breakfast and be like, all right.
Yeah. Cool. I'm much older than I thought I was.
Also, I would say a bad start waking up on a boat. If tomorrow I woke up on a boat in 20 years' time, I would be freaked out.
Yeah, where would you like to wake
just
up?
Just a bed would be a good start. Just a normal room
yeah,
would be
bed
a start,
is a good start.
Right?
A normal room is a good start, yeah.
On the subject of Adam Sandler, have you seen the footage of him playing basketball in a random leisure centre in London?
He's having a lovely West London time at the moment. He was at the Chelsea game last night.
Oh, I love.
What's he filming?
I don't know. It doesn't matter. I just love the fact that he just it's a proper normal looking leisure centre. There is no.
It's so good.
There's no airs and graces at all. He's just playing with a bunch of
kids. And at
the
end of the clip, you hear him shout in the most Adam Sandler voice ever. Like the guy's filming and it's clearly Adam Sandler. And then he flips round to show his own shocked face. And you hear in the background, Adam Sandler going like, hey, hey, hey. It's so good. And then it cuts off. He's having a good time. Speaking of weird filming locations, I got really excited earlier today. There's an article in The Guardian that's like, who's going to win the Oscars in 2025? And Barry Keoghan was one of the guys because of a film he's in called, I think, Bird. And he left Gladiators 2 or abandoned Gladiators 2 to go and film this film. And it was filmed in Gravesend and Dartford and the Isle of Sheppey in Kent. Those are the places where I am from.
He left.
How exciting.
He left Gladiator 2. Wow. You must really believe in this film. Incredible. Congratulate. That'll be fun. Is it fun? Yes. Sometimes it's weird though. You watch a film filmed so that you know so well the location that you can't really watch the film. You're sort of there going, that's Barry Keoghan in my hometown.
I'm just there. Yeah, exactly. That's all I'm there for, to be honest.
Hopefully it'll win the Oscar and he'll give a big shout out to where it was filmed.
To Gravesend. Good stuff. Well done, everyone. See you in a second.
You wrap up. You don't. We don't pick a winner anymore. You don't do the little bit about someone coming into the room. You just end it. It's fine. I love it.
John, I told you before we started recording that I was having a lem sip. You know I'm not firing all cylinders.
I take
That's
it back.
That's really mean. I can't believe we're having a performance review on air.
It was a fun episode. I thought you were great, Joel. I can't believe you're sort of riding that lem sip low.
Thanks, man. I really managed to pull it together for 27 minutes. But I'm fading fast. John,
yes.
Is there anything pop culture-wise that you've seen or heard that you've enjoyed?
Two podcasts I'd like to shout out. One from the wonderful Guardian called Black Box. Are you up to date?
It's so
it's
good.
Excellent.
It's so good.
Brilliant. It's brilliant.
It's really, really good. I'm not just being a company man. I thought the Cloth Off episode two,
chilling,
was phenomenal.
Yeah.
really chilling, and it felt like the very, very best of a Reply All or something, I thought, because it's like a dark and seedy world involving a lot of tech and like an on-the-ground investigation, and it, oh my God, it was really brilliantly put together. And yeah, it's chilling, horrifying.
It's good as well because it's not just... there's another one, Tortoise are doing one called Who Trolled Amber, which is about all the Johnny Depp trolls that trolled Amber Heard during the case, which is really, really interesting as well. But that's much more just technology bad, which is fair enough. In this case, mm-hmm. technology bad, right? In Black Box, it's not. It's technology interesting, bad and good, which I think is really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Sort of position. So yeah, those are the two podcasts. And the third thing is not really pop culture because it's very old, but I, in a Nintendo eShop sale, which is now over, I'm afraid, so you can't get the same deal, listener, I got Portal 1 and 2 for a fiver, and I've never played them before. And it turns out those modern classics are good. It turns out that everyone's saying they're brilliant games were correct. I smashed through the first one in about... Well, it's only about 3.5 hours to complete, which is also incredible news as someone who doesn't have time. So I smashed through that one really quickly, and I'm loving the second one. Really amazing games. So yeah.
Are you enjoying the Stephen Merchant voiceover in the second one?
Yeah, he's brilliant. It's so... To coin a phrase that I've stolen from many video essays I've listened to, the environmental storytelling is just so good. Like there's dialogue mm-hmm. happening in the background because there are people there's like a robot talking to you, and there's Stephen Merchant robot in the second one, but there's no like big lore dumps or anything. You are just,
or cutscenes, or
in it, and it just just, you start noticing things around the edges of the world aren't quite as they seem. And yeah, it's so it's such a brilliant game. Congratulations, John. You've discovered a game from like nearly 10 years ago is good.
Yeah. Well done, John. I am really, 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 really enjoying Shogun.
Yeah? How many have you done?
It's the best. I've done all of the ones that are out, which I think is 3.
Nice.
It's so fucking good. It's, people that don't know, it's like a historical epic based on a book of the same name in feudal Japan. It's about a guy who, well... What do we know? Is he a pirate? Is he a merchant? What's going on with him? He arrives in feudal Japan in the midst of a power struggle, and it's brilliant, genuinely gorgeous looking, fantastically written. It kind of has, a lot of people are comparing it to Game of Thrones, and I think it's kind of when I was really enjoying Game of Thrones was when it was its like backstabby, politically intriguey best, and that's what's going on in Shogun. It's really good stuff. I'm loving it.
Cosmo Jarvis, who's playing the sort of lead, although it's a big sort of ensemble cast.
Where are my men?
He's doing an amazing performance, and I don't think there are many options he...
Where are my men?
I don't think there are many options he could have gone with, but there are moments where I'm thinking Tom Hardy would have done this as well. This is exactly what Tom Hardy would have done in this scene.
Yeah, yeah, I guess he's got quite a lot of Tom Hardy. So have you watched it as well?
I've only done the first episode, so I'd need to catch up. But I'm very much looking forward to doing that because it is... All of the things you've said.
Wicked. Well done, everyone. Well done, John.
Cheers, Joel.
See you next week.
Bye.
Bye. Anyway, there's some bonus material for you, John. Put it after the end credits.
Oh, not before the beginning credits.
Oh. Maybe put the last 30 seconds of it before the beginning credits, and then the first 30 seconds of it after the end credits.
Great.
Let's get arty with it. Let's get this podcast in the tape. Right. Let me just quickly make sure my hair looks all right. I haven't showered yet today, John. I feel absolutely disgusting. Sort of the curse of working from home, isn't it? Is that when and why would I shower? Especially if I'm going for a run. I do remember to clean my teeth.
I'm in the exact same position as you, Joel. Have yet to shower. Was thinking of a moment to find to do some exercise today, but it will quickly get to 5 o'clock and I have to pick a child up from nursery.
Damn. Maybe incorporate that into the exercise. Just bench your kid while you walk home.
Okay, perfect.
Just curls. Bicep curls with the kid. Come on.
One on each.
You need to be more innovative. Yeah, there you go. Perfect. I think they'd enjoy it. But I assume one of them's quite a bit heavier than the other, so you'd have to do some switching, or else you're going to get a really jacked arm like Rafael Nadal. Right, anyway.
Where does this content go? I just have interest in the middle.
weirdly, you're going to re-up. You're going to add this to a podcast from 7 months ago.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Send the guys a movie idea. Tell your friends that you like the show. Follow us on social media. Then you'll be the best listener.